Europe is calling Ukrainians who don't want to die for a war based on a lie cowards, and now they want to kick them out so they can be conscripted to the army to die. I'm going to show you an Estonian member of parliament saying that men who left Ukraine are cowards. But before I play this, I just would like you to, in your mind, rewind the clock about 20 months when accepting Ukrainian refugees was the modus operandi for virtue signaling. Remember that? Anyone you knew who was collecting antibiotics or food or baby car seats for families for Ukraine, oh my gosh, those people were Mother Teresa because the whole world was all in on accepting Ukrainian refugees. Not anymore. Now we want to round them up like cattle and send them to the front lines to die. Here is MP Jack Madison from Estonia saying so in Parliament this week.
Last week, we had the honor to welcome Mr. Zelensky in Tallinn. And he said very clearly, they need men. They need more men because thousands of men have died, also from the Ukrainian side. But in Europe, we have almost 800,000 Ukrainian men who have illegally, breaking the Ukrainian laws, escaped from Ukraine as cowards. And we need to help Ukraine with those men and also with the military aid that they will not die in Ukraine, that they will fight for Ukraine and they will win this war.
Wow. So wait a minute. We need to round up these men in Europe and we need to also make sure they won't die, but we need to send them to fight. You can follow the logic here. We need to round up these men in Europe that we gave safe haven to, and we need to send them back, but we need to make sure they don't die, but we do need to send them to the front lines to fight for Ukraine.
Well, that logic doesn't work because everyone who's already gone there is dead.
Right.
And so you wouldn't need them if the people fighting were not already dying.
Yeah, he's making the point that Zelensky was here saying, we need men. We're out of men. We need men.
Yeah. Would he like to volunteer? Why doesn't that guy strap on some boots and go out? Because politicians are still selling this lie about the war in Ukraine, which we're going to go over again, all the lies. Liar numero uno this week at the Davos World Economic Forum is NATO head Jens Stoltenberg. He is lying loudly. And I'm going to let him tell you all these lies, and then I'm just going to list them because it's just too easy.
Of armed vehicles, hundreds of planes. This is something that matters for Russia and for ordinary Russians. Their economy is struggling. They are paying a high economic price. They are paying a high political price. They are more politically isolated, also in the near abroad, in Caucasus and Central Asia. So what we can do is not to predict with certainty what will happen, but what we can do is to just maximize the likelihood that at some stage President Putin will understand that to continue this war will have a too high high price, and then at some stage he has to sit down and negotiate some kind of just lasting peace where Ukraine prevails as a sovereign independent nation. And the paradox is that if we want that to happen, a peaceful just end to this war, the way to get there is more weapons to Ukraine. So the more credible we are in our military support, the more likely it is that the diplomats will succeed. Because what happens around the negotiating table with diplomats is so closely linked to the situation on the battlefield. There are no indications that Putin is planning for peace now, but he will when he realizes that that we will not give up, that we have the military strength to support Ukraine, and then he will sit down and the diplomats come.
So Albert Einstein,
armed vehicles, hundreds of planes.
Okay.
So Albert Einstein, you know, said insanity is doing something over and over again and expecting a different result, right?
Right. What makes me mad about that is not that they're just repeating lies and expecting the same thing. It's that everyone in the room allowed it. No one stood up and said, those are lies. I'm going to do it, but I wasn't invited and I wasn't in the room. I don't imagine that anyone who knows the truth would not want to do what I'm about to do. So let me go through it. Sir, you're lying. Let me give you three examples. First one, the Russian economy is not suffering. Last year at this same Davos panel, you jerks said that the Russian economy would contract by 6%. It didn't. It grew by 3.5%. That's lie number one. So that pressure point that you're promising us is non-existing. Number two, Russia is losing more lives than Ukraine. False. so demonstrably false. Ukraine has lost so many young men now that the average age of their soldier is 43, and they have to close universities because the college age men are dead. And then lie number three, the paradox, he says, if we want peace, we have to get more war and war weapons. That is so idiotic, I don't even have to point out why that's a lie. It has not worked out that way, and we are almost 2 years into the special military operation. Now, another thing he lied about, he lied when he said that Ukraine was winning. This is a bonus lie. I know I only promised you three, I'm on the fourth one. I cannot let that go. Ukraine is not winning, so let's just go over a short history and revision of the map of why. Ukraine has been attacking the ethnic Russian area of the Donbas since the 2014 Maidan coup in order to shut down people who opposed Ukraine aligning with the West. They did that in Crimea too, but Russia came in, pushed back the Ukrainian attackers, and offered Crimea a chance to join Russia after a vote, which Crimea overwhelmingly voted for, and the Obama administration then lied to us and called it an illegal annexation. Wasn't illegal, those people chose it. Meanwhile, the people in the Donbas were hoping they would get the same offer for 10 years. Look at this Time magazine article from 2014 telling us that the people there were waiting in Ukraine for Russia to offer them the same deal as Crimea. The IMF at the time warned Ukraine to stop attacking these people since 2014 because it was costing them $1 million per day. Look at this article from 2015. We have known that Ukraine has been attacking these people for 10 years. So in 2022, the mayors of those regions asked Russia to come in, offer them the same thing as Crimea, protection and annexation. And that happened. The special military operation happened after Russian parliament chose this, not Vladimir Putin, on a personal whim. That's another lie. And then in September of 2022, those people did overwhelmingly vote to join Russia, which we knew they wanted for a decade. Russia has never said that they wanted all of Ukraine. So when Jan Stoltenberg says, well, it's a win because Russia doesn't have Ukraine, Ukraine is still sovereign, they never wanted it. That's a lie. And again, they're selling us a fear that Russia wants to take over the whole world. So Ukraine fighting, making people die, forcing people die, to take land back that doesn't want to be a part of Ukraine, that they've been abusing for 10 years, and we're using our tax money and weapons to support that. So what is it that they've won? Well, here's a map of the war since the counteroffensive started last June. You can see they have not taken back any land, all those lives lost, and it looks the same today as it did about 18 months ago. So when Stoltenberg says that Ukraine is winning, that is a huge lie. This week, Ukrainian commander Alexander Sursky said that his troops are now on this active defense mode. That's what they're calling it. They're going to sell us this. It's not a counteroffensive because we're not going to get that land back, but it's active defense. So basically to keep Russia on their toes, we're just going to keep hanging out at that border I showed you. Active defense. So no matter how you sell it, it's still a pointless war based on so many lies. And now that's why they're telling us that disinformation is the biggest problem in the world. At Davos, they also said, bigger than anything else, not war, not famine, not climate change, is disinformation, because they need a direct route to keep selling you lies. Here is another liar in chief, Ursula von der Leyen, telling us.
It's in her name.
Right, von der Leyen, that this is such a big problem. She says specifically for business, which I guess she means is the business of war and lies. Watch.
For the global business community, the top concern for the next 2 years is not conflict or climate. It is disinformation and misinformation, followed closely by polarization within our societies. These risks are serious because they limit our ability to tackle the big global challenges we are facing. Changes in our climate, and our geopolitical climate, shifts in our demography and in our technology, spiraling regional conflicts and intensified geopolitical competition and their impacts on supply chains. The sobering reality is that we are once again competing more intensely across countries than we have in several decades. And this makes the theme of this year's Davos meeting even more relevant: rebuilding trust. This is not a time for conflicts or polarization. This is a time to build trust. This is a time to drive global collaboration more than ever before. This requires immediate and structural responses to match the size of the global challenges. I believe it can be done.
Oh, good.
Okay, she does.
So misinformation is the greatest threat that these countries face. I feel it every day.
It's funny because
when I wake up in the morning, I feel that misinformation and I worry about it for my family.
I like this comment from General Buck in the chat. I agree. Their disinformation is a problem. Go ahead, Philip.
Well, I like that she prefaced it with the business community, because like what business fears misinformation, what they consider misinformation or information. It's not Lego. Nobody's got, you know, it's like Lego is not like, oh man, people are saying bad things about us. It's usually more sinister corporations like the biopharmaceuticals, the military industrial complex. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they definitely fear information. But
right.
the majority of businesses don't.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah, I mean, when Pfizer is definitely concerned about it, you know, GlaxoSmithKline, Johnson & Johnson.
The businesses that support me, basically.
Right. Yeah, the ones that literally make, where she made millions of dollars off of pushing additional vaccines and so forth in Europe and on and on. So those businesses, that's what she's really concerned about.
Right.
Thank you so much for watching. I really hope you enjoyed this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll love this video right here. It's actually personalized based on your past viewing habits. If you watch the video, it really helps the show. Please leave a comment and let us know what you think about it. That way we can continue to beat mainstream media and get the message out there. Thank you guys so much for seeking the truth along with us. Now check out this next video. We'll see you next time, everyone.